There's a big protest at the moment being held in the city by cyclists. There are changes to the laws which are flagged a couple of months ago by the state government. They're, for instance, what they are mandating, the meter matters idea that you've got to keep a meter between you and a cyclist when you overtake. 1.5 metres if you're going at a higher speed. But the counter to that is that the fines for cyclists doing the wrong thing have been ramped up, and they also have to carry ID, driver's licences. Now, I'm a cyclist, and I've embraced it like a lot of middle-aged men. I love going cycling. I think it's terrific. Yeah. And the last time I went out on a Saturday morning, I stuck my driver's licence in my pocket. It wasn't a huge issue. So I don't understand where the problem is with the ID question, but let's find out. Tess Alloway is the General Manager of the Bicycle Network. They're outside Parliament House protesting right now. Tess, good morning.
Morning, John. Gary?
Tess, thanks for joining us. You've just heard John's complaint. He doesn't understand why you're protesting over having to carry a driver's licence with you.
Yeah, that's a good question. And there are some cyclists out there that are saying, you know, I ride, I generally have my wallet in my bag or in my pocket, so what's the big deal? Now, at one of our key arguments against this proposed new law is that there are actually more than 500,000 people in New South Wales that don't own a driver's licence or a government-issued ID, and a large portion of those people are disadvantaged in some way and may need to rely on alternative forms of transport to get themselves around.
But they must have alternative forms of ID as well, these people.
Not necessarily a driver's licence or a government-issued ID. So they're having to fork out the cost of $51 just so they can ride a bike. It doesn't seem fair.
I fork out thousands of dollars a year so I can drive on those very same roads that they're riding on. For free.
There's different people in society that might be, having to fork out that money. So that's one of our arguments against mandatory rider ID. Another argument is that it's creating a barrier for people who we are wanting to get into bike riding. So we know that, there are huge benefits to society, reducing congestion, environmental benefits to bike riding, as well as the individual benefits to becoming healthier, being more active.
Yeah, we know that. Is it the ID thing? Is that the main complaint?
That is one of the main complaints. The other complaint is the huge increase in fines for cycling-related offences. So things like running a red light, the current fine is $71. From March the 1st, it will be $425. Now, we certainly, as an organisation, support and encourage bike riders to behave the right way on the road, to obey road rules. But why we are against such a huge increase in fines is that the New South Wales government has shown no evidence whatsoever to justify such a big increase in fines.
Now, I think you find a lot of motorists out there have often complained about cyclists, particularly those courier cyclists, jumping the pack at the lights, and it can cause a lot of chaos there at those big intersections, particularly around places like the CBD.
You're right. And in every, lot of circumstances, there are going to be some people who, take the law to the extreme and unfortunately don't behave in the way that we want them to, but the vast majority of bike riders out on the road there want to do the right thing. They want to behave in the right way and be respectful road users. So, that's why we're against such a big increase in these fines. It's creating another barrier for bike riders and another barrier for people who should be getting into the right kind of activity.
All right, well, look.
What we know is in Sydney is we need more people to be using the road, so that
obviously, obviously, and we need more bike lanes as well.
Not the right way to do it.
We need more bike lanes as well, obviously. Tess, nice to talk to you. Good luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Tess Alloway, what do you make of that? See, I actually think the high, it just means, well, you just got to stop at the red light, don't you? Mm. And you won't.
Why is this so hard? Why should different sets of rules apply to cyclists compared to me when I'm in my car? Why should I have to pay thousands of dollars a year on the road?
Yeah, and that question of ID,
they get to ride on it for nothing.
I'm interested whether surely you can get a government ID for
you can go to a chemist shop and get an ID for a couple of bucks.
I would have thought so.